I am visiting the Bayer Crop Science headquarters here in RTP, North Carolina, and have with me Jim Bloom, who is president and CEO of Bayer Crop Science. Jim, we've got a big celebration taking place, or I should say kicking off here for the U.S. in this location. Tell us about it.
Yes, we're very, very pleased when we heard that the Research Triangle Park was chosen as the U.S. location for all three of our Bayer businesses based on science to be highlighted on the 150th anniversary. We chose this location to highlight science and its importance to Bayer. In the Research Triangle Park, we have voted with our feet and our hearts and our pocketbook. We've recently expanded here. It's our global headquarters for our seeds and technology business. It's the North American headquarters for our crop science business, and we're expanding. Just in the past year, we've been under constant construction. We've doubled the size of our land footprint, and we've invested almost $20 million in our 62,000 square foot greenhouse. We've invested about $40 million in our new development North American laboratories, and we've also invested and announced in the last 2 weeks our new BeCare Center that'll be focused here in Research Triangle on our campus in Raleigh.
A lot of investment there, so Bayer really looking to the future to continue this, background in science and being very science-based.
Yeah, we take our mission very, very seriously. We're trying to feed a growing and hungry world. If we're going to have 9 billion people by 2050, we have to do it with the land that's available for tillage today. That means yield per acre has to go up. That demands science and technology, and we're proud to be on the forefront of the basic discovery research that brings these kind of yield improvements to the farm.
Speaking of land, I think you mentioned here in opening remarks that you've acquired some more property to grow this campus you've got.
We have. We started with 69 acres from an acquisition in 2002, and in December we put out a press release acquiring the adjacent 70 acres. So we've more than doubled the size of our footprint here and excited to get after it.
We have here at your celebration of kind of a unique exhibit that's going to travel around the country. Just a comment on this exhibit and where it's going to go.
Well, it's going to visit more than 30 sites around the globe. This will be the only place in the United States, again, to our honored position in the United States. We have 15,000 employees here in the United States, several sites and employees and very good investments. So again, I'm very honored to have it here. It will leave here at the end of the week and travel on, but it will hit 30 different sites in our anniversary year of 2013.
Let's also talk a little bit about giving back, because I know the Bayer Cares Foundation, you announced here the fact that there are a number of grants or donations being made. I think that's very worthy of note.
Yes, thank you. We're a part of being a part of the communities that we have facilities in and where we have employees and contributing to that and making sure the whole environment is better because Bayer is there is a big part of celebrating Bayer, and we've highlighted it in our 150th year anniversary. We made several grants here this morning to some local charities. We're very active in community soup kitchens. Passage Home is a community betterment improvement. The Botanical Center in Chapel Hill. So we choose several different areas. I think we have more than 10 that my volunteers in my site participate in, and it's a big part of who we are. Giving back is a big part.
Wonderful. Well, I will congratulate you and Bayer for this milestone anniversary celebration. It's the 150-year anniversary for Bayer, and we've been visiting here at the Crop Science Facility in RTP, North Carolina. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.